The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast. Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
You're listening to the High Spot Podcast. I am Jeff Martin alongside my tag team partner, the trendsetter, Brian Berger. What is going on, my man?
What's going on right now, Jeff? I'm getting ready for Boardwalk Beatdown. I'm so excited. Atlantic City, New Jersey is going to be scorching to end the summer.
Atlantic City, here comes the Jersey Wrecking Crew. And the High Spot Podcast will be a huge part of that with Dinner with the Stars. And then, of course, Boardwalk Beatdown Convention. And then at night, Standalone Pro Wrestling presents Breakout. And one of the highlighted matches there is going to be Joey Janela in a fatal four-way for that light heavyweight championship. The tournament is going to be decided there between Casey Navarro, Brandon Kirk, and a mystery opponent, trendsetter. Joey Janela had an amazing past weekend, and now he goes to make history. Not only history for Boardwalk Beatdown, but also Standalone Wrestling. And then the very next week, he goes to All In and takes on Adam Hangman Page. So it's going to be a very historic next couple of weeks for the Bad Boy.
Oh, no question about that. I'm so excited to get a chance to speak to him. We've had him on the show before, but now we're going to be talking about historic events. They're going to happen two straight weeks. It's going to happen in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Chicago, Illinois. Can't wait to talk to Joey Janela.
Again, 2018 has been about making history, and you talk about historic next couple of weeks. You're going to get Boardwalk Beatdown, and again, All In, in a matter of less than 2 weeks, folks. If you can't make it to All In, the next best thing is if you're in the New York metropolitan area, go down to Atlantic City. You're going to get Bullet Club. You're going to get Sting, Goldberg. Anybody who's in that wrestling business will be at Boardwalk Beatdown. You can do the meet and greet with the Bullet Club. You got so many things to do there. There's going to be a forum for cannabis by Val Venus. It's going to be an amazing weekend, trendsetter. And of course, it all happens this weekend. You have the Dinner with the Stars and Boardwalk Beatdown, and of course, Standalone Wrestling. And the guy who is the talk of the wrestling world is our guest right now. He is the man. He is the Bad Boy, Joey Janela. He joins the High Spot Podcast right now. All right, trendsetter, excited to have on the line right now Bad Boy Joey Janela, who had an amazing this past weekend. But we're going to talk about, first and foremost, Boardwalk Beatdown. It is this weekend, Friday, with the Dinner with the Stars, and of course, the big Boardwalk Beatdown convention that happens on Saturday. He's going to be part of it, and also will be wrestling for Standalone Breakout. It's going to be an amazing matchup, a light heavyweight championship tournament, and he will be in the ring with Brandon Kirk, Casey Navarro, and a mystery opponent to be named later. Let's get started with, Joey Janela lost in New York for GCW. Just talk about that whole experience. You're getting a lot of traction. A lot of people have, nothing but good things to say about it. Just talk about that experience.
Remind me a lot of the ECW events of the late 90s, the ones that would happen at the Queens Elks Lodge about 5 to 10 minutes away from where we ran that night. It's like someone said on Twitter, it's like almost like you took a time machine and you took that crowd from them and put them in that building that night. But the building is gorgeous, great new building. IWU ran flawless, and the card and the matches, it was just an amazing night for the surprises and moments that I don't think it could have gone any better.
And then, of course, we now go to Boardwalk Beatdown. Of course, you are going to be a huge part of that. It's, you're going to be making history the next week after that. But just talk about it. It's going to be a very historic weekend for Atlantic City and that convention. The list of names that are going to be there. And, of course, you're going to be wrestling later that night for Standalone Wrestling. Just talk about that atmosphere in Atlantic City, of course, and just what you're feeling for that amazing weekend.
Well, I have a lot of history with Atlantic City. Bad history, just getting wasted and falling asleep underneath the boardwalk. I'm just kidding. it looks pretty awesome. We have a lot of names coming out. Bullet Club's going to be there. Goldberg, Sting. It's just a huge convention, and the advertising's really been all over the place. So I'm sure the turnout will be great. Spent a couple of days in Atlantic City. That's always a plus. I haven't been there in a while. In my early 20s, used to go there weekly. So let's be at Atlantic City during the summer. Some good, some bad. It'll be all in good fun.
Yeah, Joe, let's hope it's all in the good sense there in terms of everything works itself out. I mean, you're talking about the promotion standalone, how the advertising's been out there. We spoke to you about this a while ago when we had you on the show quite a bit ago in terms of just the ability of – is it amazing right now in this day and age or now that you're traveling the world and you're doing all these things like your own shows like you just did during SummerSlam weekend, that the ability of going out there and using the tools like social media, for example, just being able to promote there and brand things right now has become a sense where not only has it become, I wouldn't say easier, but more convenient to distribute all that stuff too. But it seems like now the wrestling fans all over are just are kind of jumping to the chance for all these events to happen, especially what's going to happen in Atlantic City. So do you get that sense that when you go to these certain events and you're promoted, that people are really coming out to see you and they're doing it because it's just so more accessible than it was maybe, let's say, 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, it's just a whole different ballgame. I think that's why pro wrestling is blowing up again. Using social media that were fans of professional wrestling and, for a little bit stopped following it because it kind of got stale, and now they're looking at social media and they're seeing some of these clips and they're seeing some of these gifs and some of these cards, and they're getting back into the swing of things, and we're just on the edge of another boom period for professional wrestling. I'm very fortunate right now to be around right now, and a lot of guys, if this happened 10-15 years ago, a lot of guys have been signed to WWE contracts and would have made a better living off professional wrestling, and I can only thank them for opening the doors for this era now of these guys, the social media era of professional wrestling.
Now, you've got a big matchup, too, now for Standalone Wrestling that night, so you're going to be doing meet and greets, and then at night you will be in action. Of course, you've got Brandon Kirk, Casey Navarro, yourself, and a mystery opponent. Just talk about that night in general. Talk about your opponents, possibly like a little scanning report.
Casey Navarro, looking to work. Seen some of his recent stuff, the FRB's cut. I'm very forward to looking forward to stepping in the ring with him again. I've seen him do some insane sequences and some really fast-paced stuff. I do a lot of Leo Rush, who's 205 Live now, but there's a mystery man. I don't know who it is. I don't know who they got up their sleeve. Who else? Brandon Kirk?
Yeah, Brandon Kirk.
He had a lot of potential at one point, but in my opinion right now, he's just kind of a mark. And, I used to be friends with him. Not a lot of heat, just the way he portrays himself on social media is not the way to go about things. And he's kind of, had a lot of potential at one point, but, seems like he's going to live his career as a regional guy. So we'll see if he's going to step up to the plate this weekend or he's going to continue to cruise that route. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what happens.
Now, of course, you being a Jersey guy, there's a lot of resurgence in Atlantic City, that area, too. It's kind of falling on hard times a little bit. And I, in talking to a lot of people, I think this thing has a chance to be a little bit bigger than everyone expects. I think there's going to be a huge turnout. Just talk about maybe the fans in the metropolitan area and just how diehard they are, especially in Philly and in Jersey and in New York City. Just talk about the fans that are probably going to be here that are probably going to be diehards that are coming to Atlantic City.
But anytime you bring both clubs for an event, it's going to be a big ordeal. These guys are rock stars here on the top of the industry right now. Goldberg, Sting, of course. Sting, always huge response to Sting. And Goldberg as well. I haven't really looked at who else is going to be there, but it's probably going to be everyone in the history of professional wrestling, it seems like. The past, the present, and the future. But yeah, I think it's going to be bigger than everyone expects. The advertising, people have hit me up and asked me, they said they saw my name on an advertisement somewhere for this. And people, local people from my town. So I'm sure, summertime, people want to get away for a weekend. You know, why not? If you love wrestling, if you love Atlantic City, beaches, boozing, gambling, whatever, I'm sure you'll love this event.
Yeah, there's something for everybody there, Joey, right? Especially when you're going down there. It's funny how, like, you know, we just finished talking, you know, about SummerSlam and all that stuff happened around the whole Brooklyn, New York metropolitan area. And what a way to end the summer in the sense, because not only do you have Boardwalk Beatdown in Lake City, but also All in Chicago to kind of end Labor Day weekend and kind of really end the summer on a big boom. I mean, we talked about Boardwalk Beatdown, what's going to happen in Atlantic City, but then you're going to be going to Chicago, Illinois, facing Hangman Page. I mean, you know, we've spoken to a lot of people and amongst ourselves of how exciting it is as a wrestling fan to be in all these events, in Atlantic City, then Chicago, Illinois. Talk to me a little bit about your excitement. I mean, right now, you must be running on fumes. You're exhausted probably and tired from all the traveling you do, but right now, do events like what's happening in Atlantic City and what's going to happen next week in Chicago give you that extra spark and you know, motivation, like, wow, this is going to be amazing because the crowds are going to be so crazy?
I've been on a roll lately, and, you know, it's that rock star life, you know. You're getting on flights at 5 in the morning, but, you know, you just got done wrestling, and then you're going to go out after the show, most likely, if you're a degenerate like me, and probably won't go back to your hotel until about 3:30, 4 in the morning, and then you have to get on the shuttle. You just go to the next city, and I use Monday through usually Thursday to recoup for my weekend these days. You know, a lot of sleeping, you know. Hit the gym, eat, sleep, and then, you know, 4 days of that, and that prepares me for my weekends. But, you know, the last month has been a little bit easier for me. I haven't had too many flights this month, but there has been times that I haven't been home for, you know, 30 days, you know, so fortunate enough to, you know, be in a position I am, making money off the business, and not deliver pizzas anymore, so that's always a plus.
And your opponent now, Hangman Page. Now, this is the way the card was presented. It's going to be two guys that are, you know, going to do whatever it takes to win here, as Cody was billing it here. Just your thoughts on your opponent, Adam Page.
I knew Adam Page since he started. I used to wrestle in North Carolina, PWX, 2012. And he's having great matches there. At a young age, wrestling like Roderick Strong and all those guys, I was kind of, I felt like back then he was just such a talented wrestler, and really, young guys like that kind of inspired me to up my game, and, you know, he's where he's at, and I'm where I'm at, and both great, making great money off the business, and I feel like two guys, me and him, will steal the show next week at All In. I think it's going to definitely steal the show. That card is so stacked, but I've stolen shows left and right, and it's going to be nothing like wrestling in front of 10,000 people. I don't know, we may be opening a show that's what we're sitting on, being the elite, but for the show opener, you know, we're going to throw all the eggs in one basket and steal that show.
Well, Joey, is there a doubt that you and Adam are two talented performers? You're going to go out there and definitely steal a show. But I must ask you, in all seriousness, are you a little concerned? Because Adam Hangman Page doesn't really seem to be himself right now. Are you kind of concerned the fact that all the allegations that are out there, that you might be, supposedly, I'm not putting anything on Hangman Page, but you might be going in with a supposed murderer in the ring?
Yeah, they call him the Joey Killer. He just came out of the T-shirt. I just see that before I called you guys on Twitter. And it's a Joey Killer T-shirt out, and I'm sure it'll be a great seller. Good for him. But knowing me, if you see my wrestling clips, I'm not gonna die on that night. I'm not gonna die on Boardwalk Beatdown. You know, I must be made of some kind of alien flesh and bone because I don't break. And sure as hell, I'm not gonna let someone kill me for 1,000 people. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, Joe, you kind of do a lot of parodies, and you know, I can see a Ghostbusters kind of parody where you where you kind of unleash a dead man or something like that at All In. I kind of, I don't know, maybe that's Well, you just kind
of
possible.
Now you just kind of gave away something that he possibly wasn't planning on doing now, but it won't be a surprise. So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I was at Joey Ryan's funeral and sad day. And
not a big turnout for that, Ryan.
If he's in fact the one that killed him, you know, I'm gonna have to exact revenge for poor Joey Ryan. He's 6 feet under right now. He's just a ghost above ground. He has no friends to talk to anymore besides other ghosts. Shattered ghosts, he's a bunch of assholes. So.
Joey, what? I talk to a lot of promoters, and I see them running around, and it's toward the very end, they're even checking out what's on the menu and catering and all this stuff. And obviously, you know, this is the first time Cody's dabbled in promoting something with the Young Bucks. And yourself, of course, with Game Changer Wrestling, and then, you know, you doing a lot of promoting yourself with this and Spring Break. Do you think right now it's in the best interest of wrestlers to maybe try to dabble or, you know, wear a lot of hats now, if it's something that they want to, if they want to have a career in the future?
Yeah, I think it's, in all aspects of any job or any profession, you have to dabble and you have to test out all, you gotta do a little bit of everything, you know, and, you know, that's how you have a long and healthy career, and that's how you make money in any profession. So, I think, I think, if you're smart enough and you have the wits about yourself, you know, do a little bit of everything, test the waters and make that money.
And so, you know, going back to when you decide your opponents, you know, Cody's had his list, you have your list, and you can cross off, you know, Jensai Shinzaki from that list. Of course, for all the WWE fans, Hakushi, the modern-day kamikaze. You know, obviously next on your list for Game Changer Wrestling will be in Asbury Park, New Jersey on the 21st of September. Alongside with the lovely Penelope Ford, will go up against Psychosis. What is your, I guess, when you go about making these lists, like, what are you looking for when you, you know, look for opponents?
Well, you know, just wrestling anyone that was a colorful character of the 90s or anyone that had any kind of impact of the 90s, or some say were underrated and still today are underrated. I've wrestled a lot of guys from that have been all over the world in the last couple of years. And, you know, there's nobody really, on the independents right now that is wrestling those guys, you know? So, you know, it's all about learning. And you learn a little bit from everybody, especially someone like Psychosis or Hakushi or Pitsosuke or Scott Norton or Marty Jannetty, even Virgil. You learn a little bit of something from everybody because these guys are all traveled and they wrestle the best wrestlers in the world. So kind of Eskimo brothers with these guys, wrestling the best of the best.
And I just want to say, Joey, thanks to you guys, I've had the Teenage Dirtbag in my head all weekend, thanks to you guys.
He's been humming it.
I just want to tell you guys, talk about, you know, bringing also the talent, like music talent from the entertainment world into something like, you know, like your last event that you had during SummerSlam weekend. Is that something you want to do more of?
Yeah, if the opportunity reveals itself, for sure. That went over very well. Weedus and Nate Webb have been talking for a while because Nate Webb has used their legendary Teenage Dirtbag song for his entire career. So when the opportunity came up that we were running in New York and those guys are from New York, and it just as soon as we found out, it took a couple weeks that we can actually, you know, support a system like they have with all the technical aspect of performance like that, you know, it worked out and it happened, and it couldn't have gone any better. You know, what a great way to start a show. Teenage Dirtbag, you know, I still hear it when I go to a bar and Teenage Dirtbag comes up. I had those guys play my show, and you know, that's something nobody's doing in independent wrestling right now.
there's always been a connection between you know rock music or any kind of music with wrestling. You know, back in the 80s, and then you know, now with like Billy Corgan now, you know, taking over NWA with Nick Aldis. You know, it seems like there's like a tie, right, between like the music world and the pro wrestling world.
I think always. Even ECW in the late 90s, they did this Reno angle with Limp Bizkit, and they did an angle with Billy Corgan in ECW, and there's always been that connection, and I feel like we just probably opened up the doors for more musical acts in the future. You know, Scream Creek is going to be our biggest show ever. I don't know how big the building is right now, but it's going to be a lot bigger than the last couple buildings we ran for Spring Break. So, you know, who knows what we can do? You know, who knows what can fall in our laps? But, yeah, just Weedus, that was awesome. And, you know, rock and wrestling connection still exists, and it still attracts the fans.
You know, joined by Joey Janela, and I know that you've had a long week, so just two last questions for me, and that is Matt Riddle, of course. You guys, he was on your social media, guys, you know, came up short SummerSlam weekend for GCW, but, you know, you guys went out for drinks, and then you see Matt Riddle debut on NXT in the audience. Just your thoughts real quick, and you know, how do you think he's going to do in NXT?
He's going to do great. You know, he's going to be a massive superstar. There's nobody quite like Matt Riddle who connects with fans, and there's no one that's... He's probably one of the most humble guys I ever ran into in professional wrestling. He could have came in as a dickbag. You know, he was on the rise at UFC. He's on a four-fight winning streak, which is, you know, usually means a title fight is coming, and other things, you know, got in the way of that. But he went to his true love of professional wrestling. He did it the right way. He trained. He, you know, he busted his ass, and he worked from the bottom. And, you know, he looks like a Greek god, and WWE, I'm sure he'll do wonderful. And, you know, WWE, they love their... people with the mixed martial arts backgrounds right now, and you know, it adds that realism to what they are going for, and attracting MMA fans back into wrestling that were wrestling fans in the 90s, but then UFC came around, they became UFC fans, and now, you know, everything's kind of meshing, and, you know, it's great that an MMA fighter, after, you know, their careers over, they have, if they love professional wrestling and they want to still make money and they love the business of entertaining people, you know, they can cross over to professional wrestling and they can make money. So guys like Matt Riddle, Tom Lawler, Shayna Baszler, and Ronda Rousey, and, you know, it's just it's very, very cool.
And then, of course, one last one on All In. Now, a lot of people now are talking about how historic it's going to be, and, you know, it's changing the game now because you see, for example, Ring of Honor, New Japan sells out the Garden. One thing, did you ever think that could have ever been a possibility with WWE, the way they, you know, that's their house? And then also, too, do you think it's going to take you maybe a week after All In for you to realize the impact and the history-making event that it's going to be?
No, I already know it's going to be a history-making event. Sold out faster than I could imagine. You know, I was in Chicago. It was after a GCW shoot. The tickets went on sale the next day, and we were just we're at a bar hanging out, and Cody hit me up, and they hit me up and said it sold out in 30 minutes, and that's 10,000 plus seats. So, you know how impactful the event's going to be for wrestling. MSG is no longer WWE turf, and you know, that sold out pretty quick too. So you know, when you sell at Madison Square Garden and you're not WWE, you know, it's a big deal. And I don't think WWE has sold out the Garden in a while with their house shows. I think it's a very big deal. I don't think the Garden sold out that fast. They ran the Royal Rumble there. 10 years ago. So, big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna listen. I would say 2018's been a lot about making history, and I think it's, you know, we still have a few more months left in 2018. 2019 again, it's gonna be an interesting year too, as well as you know, where people could end up too. So I mean, it's just a great time to be a wrestling fan. I mean, you got history making event at Boardwalk Beatdown that weekend. It's gonna be amazing. You got Dinner with the Stars, and of course you've got the Boardwalk Beatdown convention where Joey's gonna be there signing. So come see him. I mean, again, he's another one of the the future of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And of course then he's going to be in action for Standalone Wrestling that night for Breakout of the Light Heavyweight Championship Tournament. Brandon Kirk, Casey Navarro, Joey Janela, and a mystery opponent. And then of course you can see him and Hangman Page the very next weekend for All In, another history-making event too. So, you know, Joey, it's all about making history, man, and we want to wish you the very best and keep entertaining us. And I know you're all about the fans too, so really appreciate that too, because, you know, I think what you guys are doing is for the fans, and I think that's why you guys have carved a niche with what you're doing, because you know, you don't, the entertainment thing is to the side, but you're doing that, you know, you're personable, you talk to the fans, and it's all about the fans on your show. So I think you're doing a great job, and we appreciate that. So Joey, we will see you at Boardwalk Beatdown too, and we'll also be on Podcast Row there for All In, and if we see you, we'd love to chat with you there too. But have a great night, Joey, and again, thank you for coming on the High Spot Podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, Trendsetter, that was the bad boy, Joey Janela, joining us again. He's got a busy weekend, man. Had a great interview here. Had a chance to talk about a lot of things, too. And what stands out with you when you talk about a guy like Joey Janela and Boardwalk Beatdown and All In?
Well, what I think about Joey Janela is he's always so constantly busy. The guy feels like he's running on fumes. But again, somehow picks up the energy for events like Boardwalk Beatdown in Atlantic City and the following week in Chicago, Illinois, the excitement and the historical factor there. And the cool thing is that he's so laid back and monotone, but again, he understands the significance of this. He understands the significance of the historical factors everybody's talking about in these next 2 weeks that we're going to be doing for the High Spot Podcast. So he's aware of it. He knows of it. He's appreciative of one thing only, the fans, for making it possible.
Yeah, and I mean, a shout-out to Chad Minnis, who has really promoted his butt off here. You've seen him everywhere.
He's done an amazing job.
SummerSlam weekend, he's been everywhere promoting flyers to just being out there, from taking pictures with WWE superstars in that Boardwalk Beatdown shirt and just getting the word out. And we're doing our part here because we want to thank Chad for allowing us to be part of Boardwalk Beatdown. We will be there. We have our table. Come say hello to the Jersey Wrecking Crew. High Spot Podcast invades Atlantic City Friday, August 24th and the 25th. It's going to be an amazing weekend. It's the next best thing to All In. And of course, sitting at our table will be the bad boy Joey Janela. He will be there with Penelope Ford, and again, it's going to be a great night of wrestling. So you get dinner with the stars, then after that you let that food settle in, you wake up in the morning, and then you make it there for Boardwalk Beatdown, meet all your favorite wrestling stars past and present, and also at night you have Standalone Wrestling Breakout. What an amazing time. And then there's an after party too, Trendsetter. So it's going to be a great weekend of wrestling. And if you can't be there, guys, I don't know what to say. I'm very sorry. But for those that are there, they're going to be there. An historic weekend for Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Good times in Atlantic City and awesome times as well in Chicago, guys. And you'll be able to share it with us, the High Spot Podcast. The Jersey Wrecking Crew will be all over that event as well. You guys can catch us all in the stuff that we do by checking out our social media content. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Watch us and like us on Facebook. Check out our YouTube channel. We can see all the content that we're going to be posting, be vlogging our interviews on our YouTube channel, High Spot Podcast, as well. And you can listen to all our audio platforms that we're available on. You can check out all the networks we're on, Cheap Hop Podcast Network, B Plus Player Radio Network. It's just going to be an exciting time for the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
And make sure you check out all the local scene, everything that the Jersey Wrecking Crew is up to, by going to highspotpodcast.com. Follow us, the Jersey Wrecking Crew, on our trip to Boardwalk Beatdown and All In. It's going to be amazing next couple of weeks, an amazing year for the Jersey Wrecking Crew. And we're looking forward to seeing you, the fans. So definitely come up to our table, say hello, you know, ask us about our podcast, get to know the High Spot Podcast, the Jersey Wrecking Crew. And not only that, but get to know myself and the trendsetter a little bit more. We'll be more than gracious to say hello, and we're happy for, you know, anybody to come up to us and say hello and acknowledge us, because you know what, you guys, we do it for you guys, you know what I mean? And that's the thing, you guys, the Jersey Wrecking Crew, the crew, we do it for you.
Yeah, we do it for you. So for my tag team partner Jeff Martin, I'm the trendsetter Brian Berger, thanking you guys so much for listening to this episode here, this interview we have on the High Spot Podcast, wishing you guys a very lovely, safe weekend. And remember, like Jeff said and mentioned before, we do this for one reason and one reason only. We do this for you,
the crew. See you in AC, boys.